All right. So we are privileged today to have Elizabeth come and share with us on the second half of Bill's story. And Elizabeth, you're okay to be recorded? Okay, I got to get you to
Yeah, I guess that would help, huh?
unmute. All right. Thank you. It's all you now.
Okay, thank you. I'm Elizabeth. I'm an alcoholic and I'm definitely a controller fixer. So the second half of Bill's story, I was actually kind of excited to talk on this. I have recently been going through the steps again. Focusing on the controlling and fixing. And I've been hearing, like, as I've gone through the workshop, when we went through Bill's story, I actually learned a lot about, like, from the lens of controlling fixing, that Bill actually is like a huge controller fixer, which I never really saw in that light. So we're starting on page 9 is like where his recovery starts. And, just a little bit, he's coming, or I'm coming from this place of, hold on a second. I'm coming from this place of, I've got it, I can do it, all of the ways that my illness has shown up in my life externally, and the consequences in my relationships, and the internal self-centeredness that I've been living with. And so, by the time that he meets Ebby, or by the time that I met, all the angels that I have met along my road, like, I can see that there's something different about them. I can physically see that there's something different about them. And that's been true even like as I've been in sobriety. Like, I have friends, where there's been ebb and flows where they may not have been in a great place. And I actually have a friend who went through this work like a year ago. And she is physically looks different. And so, when the door opens and Ebby stands there, fresh skinned and glowing, Bill can see that he's different. And he's like, what happened? And, like this, she calls it a spiritual makeover. Like when I stopped doing those things that were making me so sick, and that were making me feel physically sick, in my stomach, in my body, lethargic. Like, to see her like that was like, oh my God. And that's actually why I wanted to do the workshop with her. So that's been really cool, just to kind of see the power of God working through her. And I just have the book open, just so that I can kind of stay on track. And so I just want to like take a minute here. I just want to take a minute. Like, I'm inviting God in all morning, but I just really get nervous when I talk. And so I feel like I need an extra prayer to invite the Spirit in to guide my words and remove the fear, so that I can just really speak from a place of truth and authenticity for the highest. Yeah. So, I think like a lot of people in the rooms, I, had struggled in the past with Bill's story until people helped me to change some of the words so that I could read it and apply it to my own experience in a way that made sense to me. Ebby comes and, he wants to pass his experience on. And, Bill is like, has This is one thing that I really have always identified with Bill is like his sort of like not his his not great opinion of religion, which I have not had in the past. And so like to be able to see that like my ideas about God like were not the same as Bill's, but they were very similar in the sense that, I was kind of jaded and, was not really that excited about this idea of like having to deal, like having to confront that. And so, this sort of this coming to believe or being willing to believe in a power greater than me, I feel like each time I go through the steps, it is like, yes, I still believe in a higher power, but as I'm going through the steps again, like I'm trying to set aside everything I think I know so that I can have a new experience. And so yeah, so like moving from this place of like intellectualizing God or trying to figure out God or trying to control my experience with God. Because even in emotional sobriety, I can, without realizing, realizing it, try to do that. Instead of like just being in the experience and being present to experience, all the questions that I'm being asked about, can I see that basically I can't stop doing what I've been doing and that my mind is going to continue to obsess about. I mean, my dad is a big one right now. I think he's the one. It's not him, but like my reactions to him have been what really have been driving me forward in terms of just knowing how much I need this power. And, I keep hoping that like my built-in forgetter will somehow remember. But it's just a day at a time. And so, this is it's cool though, like as we go through the story that as he's listening to Ebby talk about his experience and how, he's promising that, if he does these things that his life is going to change and that his roots are going to grasp new soil. Like that was, I always love that because I'm such a nature person and it's a visual and like the soil that I feel like my disease wants to live in is rotten and, full of, I don't know, things that soil don't like. I was going to say it's full of crap, but like that's actually a good thing. So it's just full of things that, my vegetables are not gonna like. And so, yeah, so like as I've been going through the process this time, it's just interesting that I can, like, I have a lot more hope today going through it this time than I ever have, because I do have an experience of a higher power and I do have an experience of seeing how this higher power has shown up in my life and the relationships that I have and all of that stuff. But like this illness that I have is just so, it's just an illness of denial. It's an illness of not being present. Right, which is what does take me out of that place of connection and like just worrying about the future, worrying about the past. And so this it's In this chapter, like we didn't do it that long ago, so it's pretty fresh. Like there's so many, like I underline all the places and all the places that it talks about ideas, and there's a lot. He's talking about these ideas, not just about God, but about like the importance of turning to new ideas and letting go of my old ideas. And I feel very willing to do that right now because it's very, very clear that my ideas don't work. And I actually feel hopeful about it now. But then Bill goes on, he's talking about the importance of being willing to believe and that, we can grow based on that. And then he's saying that basically the only thing that, then he has this experience with God. He says that he's convinced that God is concerned on page 12, that God is concerned with us humans when we want him enough. At long last, I saw, I felt, I believed. And then this was cool to see. Scales of pride and prejudice fell from my eyes. So he's like basically saying, this is why I was having so much trouble with God, is because like I've had all of this pride. 5 more minutes? 5 minutes left? Okay, thanks, Barbara. That he has had all this pride and prejudice about and ideas about all these different things. So then he basically goes through the steps in the hospital. He humbly offers himself to God. He faces his sins. He goes through this, he goes through the steps, the solution that Ebby gives to him. And then he starts to test his consciousness. Well, like, can I pause versus reacting? Can I pause versus having a reaction? And there are a lot of times I can pause. I think because I'm in the work now, it feels a little bit harder, because we're moving into step three right now. But one thing that I do love about this part of the book is that he talks about, at the bottom of 13, belief in the power of God plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility. And he doesn't say openness, like he uses the word humility. And I was reminded that, I think that they use humility because I've been playing God, like I need to have that attitude of being teachable and being open to these new ideas. And then just quickly, I wish I had kind of spent more time on practicing the principles and showing up in my life, with an attitude of love, with an attitude of thinking about others. And I feel like that is like when I'm praying, that is what I'm always after. I'm always after that peace, is to remove all the things that keep me from doing that. And then he talks about the importance of giving it away, which I feel like that has been my saving grace right now. The women that I work with and the work that they're doing just are keeping me. They keep me so, it's not that they're keeping me, it's that connection and that inspiration that when I read their inventories or, they ask me a question about something where I can be present and I can invite in this new consciousness that he talks about. He talks about sitting quietly and receiving these this new relationship so that he can have a way of living which answered all his problems. And I do feel like I have that now, but I also feel that doing this work is going to open that up even wider, more expansive, like it talks about, roomy and inclusive. And, I want more and more and more of that. And to also share that with people, even in AA, who don't really have that. I mean, I think I was 18 years sober before I actually found AA. And it's not that my recovery was crappy or, bad, but at that point, like, I didn't have the kind of tools that I had now, where I mean, I since then I have never been back to as bad as it was, because I have the 10, my 10 and 11, and I have, like, very, I work with a lot of people now, and I'm so grateful for that, because I often hear what I need in those conversations. And to have that experience of, just allowing this presence to speak through me and just be available to that has filled that hole that I've been trying to fill with, controlling others, obsessing, I need to fix this, I'm doing this, all the different ways that, like, I am trying to be okay. And so it's a day at a time, some days are better than others. But I stand in love. Like, that's really, like, that's always what I want, is to stand in love. And it takes work to, I do have to work to get there, which I'm sometimes not always happy about, but I continue to do it because I like the way it feels. I mean, at the end of it, I'm still an addict. I still like the way it feels. So I think my time might be up. Is it? It's up. I have 5 more minutes. Oh no, I'm done. Okay. Thank you.